Good morning. The April 29th, 2022 Administration Committee meeting will now begin. I will now take roll call. Board Member Adams?
Here.
Board Member Brown?
Here.
Board Member Gordon?
Here.
Board Member Kena?
Here.
For the record, Board Member Kena is participating remotely. Board Member Morocco and Board Member Thomas are absent for today's meeting. There are no in-person speakers and no queued speakers. However, we will give the telephone participants an opportunity to queue speakers in order to give everyone an opportunity to be heard. Comments will be limited to 2 minutes. We will take comments from any telephone participants are queued to speak. Those participating by telephone, if you have not already done so, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad to enter the queue to speak. You'll hear a brief tone to indicate you have successfully entered the queue. Operator, we would now like to open the floor for public comments by telephone participants.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you have not already done so, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad to enter queue to speak. You will hear a brief tone to indicate you have successfully entered the queue. Each speaker will be given 2 minutes for their public comment. A warning will be provided with 1 minute remaining, and again, with 15 seconds remaining. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, please press star 1 if you wish to enter queue to make a public comment. And there were no public comments in queue at this time.
Thank you. Next is the financial update. Jacqueline Stanford.
Good morning, board members and members of the public. I'm pleased to present New Jersey Transit's financial update for the period July 1, 2021 through March 31st, 2022. Additional information related to key performance indicators, vacancy trends, revenue and ridership, and profit and loss details not presented can be found in the appendix. Slide 1. For the first 9 months of FY22, ending March 31st, 2022, New Jersey Transit's net loss from operations was $684.4 million. We received $782.7 million of federal COVID relief funding, plus a $7.4 million loss related to the timing of reimbursable project revenue for a net favorable income of $90.9 million. This compares to last year, where we reported a $648.7 million loss from operations, $755 million of federal COVID relief funding, and a $4.5 million gain due to the timing of reimbursable project revenue for a net gain of $110.9 million. Compared to budget, operating revenue was unfavorable by $53.1 million, whereas expenses were favorable by $9.6 million, resulting in an unfavorable net income from operations of $43.5 million. Revenue. On a year-to-date basis, passenger revenue was $179.7 million, or 89% above last year. However, compared to the budget, passenger revenue was $40.7 million, or 9.6% unfavorable year-to-date. It was also approximately 50% lower than the comparable period pre-COVID. As a result, $100 million in COVID relief federal stimulus funds were drawn down in March. On the expense side, total operating expenses were $9.6 million below budget. Labor and fringe expenses were $2.9 million below budget, revenue vehicle fuel expense was $3.6 million below budget, and purchase transportation was $12.5 million below budget. The budgetary favorability of purchase transportation was primarily due to decreased access link ridership. The unfavorable variance in materials and supplies was mainly driven by increased cost of parts for maintenance and repairs in rail. Next slide. The next page, 2, is a more detailed view of passenger revenues. The dotted line at the top of each graph is the pre-COVID baseline, while the solid lines represent the 12-month rolling actual revenue since April of 2021. The impact of Omicron can be seen from these graphs, with trend lines decreasing in January below December actuals. However, February experienced a reduction in Omicron infections and an increase in ridership. March continued that trend with New Jersey Transit total revenue of $48.6 million, which was 9.2 or 23.3% more than February. As can be seen in the graph, March total passenger revenues were in line with budgeted amounts for that month, but remained 60% of the pre-COVID baseline. Next slide. Page 3 is an overview of passenger revenue compared to pre-COVID throughout the period of the pandemic. As of the end of March, rail and bus revenues were 52% and 69% of pre-COVID estimates, respectively. Prior to December of 21, passenger revenues were on pace to match the FY22 budget amount of $590.7 million, or approximately 60% of pre-pandemic totals. However, these trends reversed in December and January due to Omicron and will likely result in a fiscal year end amounts below 60% of pre-pandemic levels. Next slide. This slide presents highlights regarding selected major balance sheet items. Our operating cash balance on March 31st, 2022 was $165.3 million, a $23.9 million decrease from February 2022. Please note that this cash balance includes $102 million of restricted cash received from Amtrak dedicated to the Port of North Bridge project. On March 31st, 2022, we had $110 million outstanding balance on the credit facility, and our long-term debt balance was $996.2 million. Next slide. The last page illustrates the status of our federal COVID-19 relief funding. As a reminder, there are three different sources of federal funds that have been made available to New Jersey Transit for COVID relief in 2022. Our CARES funding has been fully drawn down, with the final drawdown of $83.8 million having been made in August. The next two tranches of funds are CARES and ARPA, where New Jersey Transit has received approximately $3 billion of funding. In March, we drew $100 million of ARPA, leaving a total of $2.386 billion remaining for future use. As a reminder, eligible expenses for these drawdowns to date would include labor and fringe benefits, purchase transportation costs, professional services, electric propulsion power, and fuel for revenue vehicles. And of these expenses, the majority, or approximately 80% of the funds, has supported labor and fringe. Thank you. That concludes my report.
Thank you. Do any of the board members have any questions or comments? No? Okay. Board members, that concludes the agenda for the Administration Committee. Thank you for your participation.